Austin, Texas, scene of the crime, Keith. What are you willing to admit to? And with parentheses around it, what are you hoping to dodge?
Well, Chris, first things first, let me tell you what. Sitting on the second floor balcony of the Intercontinental Hotel on Congress, sipping a beer, open air, directly across the street, a Cazzoli's Pizza. If there's another definition of paradise, I don't want to hear about it, because it conflicts with the ideology I've been following my whole goddamn life.
Yeah. It'd be like learning, it'd be like having evolution presented to you definitively when you had been raised on a conservative Christianity or something like that.
Jarring and dispiriting, for sure.
Well, I cannot present a counterargument to your claim. I think that we are sitting, though we're but one floor from the ground level, on top of the world.
Well said. Beautifully. Beautifully scripted.
Thank you. And now we're going to have to go off script. That's as far.
As I'm rifling through these papers, I realize we've covered every preordained bit of conversation. Now what?
It's going to be pretty loosey-goosey. We're going to shoot from the hip a lot. It might get a little un-PC. There might be some major brands and governments indicted unwisely on this podcast. Kick it off, Keith.
Well, let me tell you what's about to happen here at South by Southwest Wednesday night. I mean, we've been here 2 days. We're already deeply fatigued with the infrastructure of the festival itself. We're headed to a house party, aren't we?
Yeah. We felt bridled by South by Southwest, and we've decided to unbridle ourselves.
We were bristling at the bridleage.
As Winston Churchill famously commented.
Murmured to himself before a press conference at which he decided not to deliver that, you know, clumsy phrase.
He thought it was too much repetition of consonants, which he found, you know, put off the voters. I'm not so sure. But we can have our conversation about the rhetoric of Winston Churchill another time. The point is, we're going to a house party. We have been guaranteed there will be red solo cups. We've been assured that there will be bands playing. It goes without saying that the sound quality will be poor, but in the way that lifts one's spirits, in the way that allows for your imagination to kind of fill in the blanks. Like when you read Stephen King, and so much is left unsaid because he doesn't possess the tools to say it, and you fill in the blanks, and it becomes absolutely riveting and terrifying.
Now, I don't want to be the cynic of the two, but I want to say that your Stephen King analogy is apt, but I'm going to say, like Stephen King at, you know, a Texas college town house party, you have to actively erase what's being presented to you and rewrite, hopefully more eloquently, you know, what you're experiencing.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna do our damnedest to carve out you know, a hell of a Wednesday night. If not one of the all time greats, then at least one that we can be proud of. There are so few Wednesday nights that you can really be proud of.
Look, if nothing else, this is going to go into Zane Lowe's Wednesday Nights coffee table book that we've heard he's putting out. He's a lot of pretty banal photos and some dribbling commentary. But yeah, we're hoping this gets into Wednesday Nights, the new coffee table book. A two-color coffee table book.
I think it's a lock after we, A, broke publicity protocol and announced the book before it's technically supposed to be announced, and B, referred to it in such glowing terminology. I think
I may have set it up, you know, for people to be disappointed.
Now, what are you looking forward to in your final 2 days? You go home on Friday, which I maintain is a grievous error. I'm staying until Sunday, because I think that after the madness comes the clear-eyed wisdom, the revelation. And I think you're going to leave in the midst of the madness. What are you hoping to catch before you drop off this small version of Earth?
Chris, I just want to, correct might be the wrong word, but add a different aphorism. If, for example, Jeffrey Dahmer is to be believed, after the madness comes the murder in jail. So I'd like to avoid that if at all possible. And when you say I'm going home on Friday, you mean that in like the deepest sense. I am running back to my parents' house after this because I know there's going to be some deep wound licking that needs to go on even before South by Southwest is over.
You need somebody watching over you, watching your back, so that you can just completely release all claim on the present moment and just heal.
My mom knows that if I'm behind a locked door for more than 2 hours, they've got to kick it down.
More on that tomorrow. We're off to this house party.
Hopefully.